Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. Also on MyMichiganPodcast.com as well. Today I got with me Justin Rose. Justin, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm doing well. Just having fun doing these interviews and hanging out and just listening to some great country music as well.
Heck yeah, man. It's awesome.
Let everyone know what area from Michigan are you from?
So I tell her when I'm from Flint, but I'm just south of Flint, like in the Grand Blanc area.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great area there.
Yeah, it can be.
Are you ready for some questions now?
Shoot, man.
How did you first get into country music?
So I've always kind of written country music. I grew up on a farm, and it's been the main source of music when I was growing up from my mom. So I've always written country music, and I've always loved country music. I didn't start playing country when I started a band and started going out and playing. I didn't play country until I was done touring and kind of got back from that. And then I really started embracing writing it, playing it out. But yeah, I've always listened to it. I grew up on 90s stuff. David Allen Coe, a lot of the classics, I grew up on that too. So it's always been there for me. It's always been something that I've always been very passionate about, loved my whole life. But I'm passionate about all music. It's not really a genre that I don't care for. So
yeah, there's only a couple that I'm not hip on. Like elevator music and jazz music is probably the only two that, it's not that I hate them, I just don't go search out and try to listen to them.
Yeah, totally. Like I don't love blues,
mm-hmm.
and I don't love jazz, but I love watching blues and I love watching jazz.
So yeah.
If you're watching it live, if you're watching those bands live,
yeah.
Then it's amazing. It's just,
yeah.
I don't want to hear it on the radio.
I agree. I've seen, high school jazz bands play and they're fantastic. But just,
yeah.
Like I said, it's just not something that I search out. And I agree with you. The blues, though, I love watching a good guitar player and everything live in person.
But there's something about seeing it because then you're connected to it.
Uh-huh.
When you're just hearing it on the radio, for me, it doesn't translate over. I have to watch. I have to see that musician playing it, see that emotion, that feeling in that player. And then I'm connected to that song. So
yeah,
it's just for blues and jazz and that kind of stuff.
Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Oh man. So my dad is a musician. He plays down in Florida. He does more. So last year I did 170 shows.
Wow.
My dad does more than that. So he plays 5-6 days a week down in Florida, and he's been playing in bands and playing music his entire life too. So I grew up around it. I grew up in the kitchen with my dad's band and singing, and I've been involved in it my entire life. So I've always wanted to be a singer. I've always wanted to pursue music. I didn't learn how to play guitar until I got grounded to my room for a summer for my grades. but yeah, I knew I wanted to be a singer.
Uh-huh.
I knew I wanted to do that. I didn't know that I was going to be a guitar player until I got in trouble, and my dad told me that if you're going to be a failure in school, you better figure out some way to supplement income. And
uh-huh.
3 months later I could play.
Yeah.
Hey,
who were your biggest musical influences growing up? You said your dad was in a band, so Keith, is he probably towards the top there? Or
of course, you always look up to your dad. You're always, well, I do. I don't know if everyone does, but he was the first musician that I actually was like, wow, that's amazing, because I could watch them make the music.
Yeah. Own home.
That's just amazing. Yeah. So it was that was obviously, he was my biggest influence. But after that, I fell in love with rock music.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan of the band Live.
Yeah.
Loved that band. I fell in love with those guys. I loved David Allen Coe. I loved like the tone of how deep he got. Like, I was always jealous of that because I'm a tenor, like mid to highs. So getting low like that was always just like, wow, like Josh Turner and those guys that can get real, real low in those nice soulful scoops.
Uh-huh.
I love that stuff. Just not something that I have in me. It was always weird for me because I would always switch between old school country, Johnny Cash, like that, and then I would go like in the same playlist, I'd bounce over to Live or Collective Soul or
all these other
so my shuffle on my YouTube music is just, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find Eminem, and then you'll find Def Leppard, and then you'll find Johnny Cash, then you'll find Live, then you know, yeah. it's just it's everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way. I just like good music.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And it comes through. Like, you know, there are some songs that I release that are very, very country. And then there's some that are country, but you know, I have a rock vocal in there. And then mm-hmm. there's some that are borderline just straight rock, you know, like the only thing that sometimes in my songs, the only thing that makes it a country song is the fiddle.
Yeah.
You know? So there's you know, it just depends. And because I have all those different influences, I don't even know. Sometimes I don't even know what to put under genre when I'm releasing the song. Uh-huh. You know, it just bounces everywhere.
If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
You know, I don't know, man. I would say a cross between Bon Jovi and Johnny Cash.
Okay. That's
like if you mix those two up in a bowl, I think I'm somewhere in the middle. There.
Yeah. Here's another good question I like to ask is, what does being a local artist mean to you?
Man, I've been a local artist my whole life, and I don't know where, as far as everywhere in Michigan, I haven't played everywhere in Michigan yet, but within the hour and a half, 2 hour radius of me, the musicians and the local musicians that I've run into and I've dealt with and had the pleasure of playing with, and everyone kind of supports each other. It's a really cool thing. Like, it's very rare that you don't know a musician that's out playing and touring and stuff. So it's pretty neat, man. Everyone kind of looks out for each other. There's a lot of, you know, if you can't make a gig, there's seven other people that you know that you can call. If you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing 170, 180 shows a year, you're going to get sick. You're going to lose your voice. You're going to do this, you're going to do that. So
yeah.
It's nice to have that huge net, huge web of local musicians, local talent, and all kind of help each other and all jump right in and help, you know? So,
well, and that's
the local scene here in the local music area and being a local musician here is probably one of the best in the world, I would say.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. Everybody around here is amazing and takes care of everybody.
Well, and that's what I've talked to a couple handfuls of interviews I've done now. Everyone that I've talked to, whether they're still in Michigan or they're living outside of Michigan, but come play back, you know, come back and play here in Michigan throughout the summers or throughout the year, they've all said kind of the same thing as being from Michigan is different. You know, we're a different breed of people. People that I've talked to, like in Nashville and stuff, that they're down there, they're like, oh, we can tell they're from Michigan. You know, and it's just, you know, it's just neat to be able to hear that. And like you said, you know, it's kind of neat to be in part of this Michigan group that, you know, everyone kind of looks out for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is. And it's different. It's just different. It's not the same everywhere. A lot of other places are cutthroat.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone's stepping on everybody trying to get a leg up. It's just not that way here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a few, but I haven't run into one.
So. Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite place to play or write music?
Well, I write music completely alone. I feel really weird because I scat when I write. Like I'll come up with a chord progression or some kind of a music thing that, and then I won't have lyrics to it. And then I'll just like sing gibberish until I find a melody that I like. So it's embarrassing for me to do that in front of other people. So mm-hmm. When I write, I do it completely alone. And then there are other times where I'll wake up with songs that are just in my head.
Yeah.
You know, I've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and ran into my studio before I lose it. And just, I got to lay it down. So I'll grab a guitar and just throw it down really quick and like a voice note or something like that. And then finish it later or whatever. But yeah, there are times where you just kind of wake up with an entire song just sitting in your brain and you're like, I got to get it out. I got to record it before it goes away. Sometimes they turn out to be junk. You know, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Is there a favorite place that you like to go play? Like a venue?
My favorite place to play. So my favorite place to play has nothing to do with the place. My favorite place to play is whenever the crowd is engaged and involved. So there are some times where I'll play a place that, you know, I love playing, but you know, sometimes the crowd may not be into it, or it may be an off weekend. Like, you know, you play a weekend, a Labor Day weekend down here. Well, everyone's up north. So there are nights you play to 10 people.
Yeah.
Well, the next weekend you play at that same place, or a month later you play at the same place, you're going to play to, you know, 150 people.
Yeah.
Then it's your favorite place to play, you know? So it's, for me, man, it's not really about the place. It's more about the people and the vibe that you're getting and how you're feeding off each other. That's all that really matters to me, man. That connection that music gives you.
Yeah. Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Well, No. My songs I write are generally not fiction. I write a lot. Most of the songs that I write are about something that happened to me or something that I'm going through. It's, you know, I use music as therapy. So all of my songs and everything that I've ever written was something that either got me through something or a reminder of how to get through something, you know, if it happens again. Or so I don't know that I have a favorite song that I've written. I know that usually how it works is for me is whatever the newest song is, that's my favorite currently because I'm not tired of hearing the other one. You know, I'm not tired of hearing it yet. So, you know, that's the thing about a musician and especially a songwriter and someone that's tracking and recording is, man, you know, for all of you listening out there, I don't know if you know this or not, some do, some don't, but tracking a song, sometimes you'll listen to that same song or a same riff or same line while you're editing or recording or doing things. For, you know, it can take 40 to 60 hours on that one song. And by the time you're done with it, you're not a fan of it anymore. You're pretty tired of it.
Yeah.
So for me, man, it's really whatever the newest one that I'm writing, you know, I always think, well, this is it, man. This is my best one. And then, you know, you sit on it and you listen to it for a couple of weeks and you make sure that it's where you want it to be. And then you release it. And then, you know, you started working on the next one and you're like, no, this is now my favorite one. You know? So for me, man, it just changes. It always changes to how I'm feeling, what I'm writing currently, what, you know, the vibe I'm getting from what I'm doing. And, you know, I think it's important for musicians to do that. I think it's important for musicians to evolve and change and rewrite things and figure out different ways to attack different things.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. So when you do that, when it becomes exciting, that makes that song your favorite one.
We'll be right back with more Justin Rose.
Hey, this is Justin Rose. You're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Every guy got a little less dignified. Pulled a cold beer from the ice chest, made that can look better than the ad did. Got a smile that ought to be regulated, and a pair of eyes that should have been confiscated. I was doing pretty good till she sat down. Now my good sense can't be found. She ain't trying to start a fire. That's just what happens when she arrives. You ought to come with a warning label, like don't mix whiskey and blue. And every guy in here wishing he was that. She caught me looking, I got caught. Now we're both pretending that we're not. But the way she's smiling says she knows exactly how this story goes. She ain't trying to start a fire. That's just what happens when she arrives. You ought to come with a warning label, like don't mix whiskey and blue. come with a warning label. Like, don't mix whiskey and blue-eyed angels.
We'll be right back on Buck 92.3.
Buck 92.3.
Where country legends live.
The new My 104.3, Central Michigan's best variety. And Buck 92.3, where country legends live, Leathernecks Motorcycle Club of Michigan. Along with the Hero Center, raising money for veterans in our area, the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, and MyMichiganPodcast.com are helping shine a light on veteran suicide prevention. Join us for the 2026 Veteran Suicide Awareness Ride, happening Sunday, August 9th. Bikes and all vehicles welcome. The ride kicks off at the Hero Center in St. Louis, with several stops along the way, before wrapping up at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. Registration is at 8:30. Kickstands up at 10 a.m. Come out for a fun-filled ride and poker run, with prizes happening throughout the event.
All right.
Rain or shine, it's just $20 per rider or $40 per vehicle, passengers included. We can't wait to see you there. Get more details now at HeroCenterMI.org. Sponsored by Graph of Mount Pleasant, General Jim Surplus and Claire, The Fisher Companies, Granger Waste, The Bird Bar and Grill, Ronin Psychiatric, The Hempire Collective, and Rush Printers. It's the 2026 Veteran Suicide Awareness Ride, Sunday, August 9th, from the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the new My 104.3, Central Michigan's best variety, and Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
With corn and soybeans in the ground, we here at BRB Seed Services, along with Beck's Hybrids by our side, have a wide variety of ways to assist you in your in-season scouting, small grain needs, food plot options, drone imagery, crop insurance. And don't forget the sweet corn that is up and growing that will be ready in late July. Jim, Riley, Ashley, and I would like to thank our amazing farmers for another successful spring. We couldn't do what we love without you. We sell Beck's because it's American grown and American owned. May God continue to bless America. Prayers for rain, but not too much. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Be safe and make good choices, starting with us at BRB Seed Services in Shepherd, Michigan. 989-621-1215. That's BRB Seed Services. 989-621-1215.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Justin Rose. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
They can expect passion. They can expect, I'm a solo acoustic guitar player. I write in a full band format often because I play everything. But when you come out and see me, it's just going to be usually me and a guitar. It's an intimate kind of a feel. I like to engage. I like to talk to the crowd. I like to get the crowd involved. It can be energetic, and it can also be very intimate and slow. So I like to take a roller coaster approach where you'll go up, yeah, and you kinda, go down, and you go up and go down. There's something for everybody, you know? So
yeah, kind of just read the crowd and how they're reacting and everything, huh?
Absolutely. I'm not a set list guy, so I don't have a set list that I play off of. I think it's important to engage the crowd, look at them, see what they're feeling, how that's going, and then choose songs that fit that accordingly.
Yeah. Do you remember your first live performance?
My first live performance, I do. It was at a place called The Bachelor One in Keego Harbor, and I was 17 at the time, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
Not good. not good, man. You know?
Yeah. Probably stage fright and the whole bit, huh?
Oh, the whole thing. And you know, I just figured out, you know, I played the sets at home. I was good. Well, when you get on stage for your first time and it's a completely different animal, you know?
Yeah.
That's when I found out that rehearsing matters, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to just not rehearse until you got it once. You got to rehearse until you don't even have to think about it anymore. You can watch TV and play it. You can think about things that are going on later and play it. You know, that's how much you have to rehearse it and start ingraining into yourself, or you're going to mess up when you get in front of people. So, yeah, my first show, I found all that out.
Real quick in a hurry, huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, go from that performance. What's been your most memorable performance so far?
So I was in a touring rock band for a couple of years. I was in the band for almost 20 years, but we got signed and we went and toured the country and we did a bunch of stuff. And we got a couple songs on Billboard, and we ended up going down to the Florida Music Festival, and we played with a band called Fall Out Boy and Anne Berlin in front of 60,000 people.
That's
so
pretty awesome.
That was definitely the that definitely takes the cake, you know, like walking out on that stage and seeing 60,000 people, you know, all yelling and screaming, and I've never ever felt energy like that, not before that and not since. That's just something. When 60,000 people are giving you their energy, it's an amazing feeling. So yeah, that's definitely number one.
That's awesome. These next three questions are some of my favorite questions that I ask. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Dead or alive, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'd love to open for Keith Whitley.
Yeah, he's a good one.
I absolutely love Keith Whitley. He's one of my favorites for sure. Just an amazing, amazing talent. It's too bad that he left this planet so early. He would have written forever.
Yeah. This is of my favorite questions that I ask. Road trip snack of choice.
For me, I'm a beef jerky guy. So any kind of beef jerky or, Slim Jims, that kind of stuff. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. That's, I like jerky too myself.
You know, all kinds, you know, they'll get those jerky stops at the gas stations. I'm in there spending so much money. Because that stuff's not cheap either.
No, that's the bad part about
snack.
No, that's the bad part about it is especially if you get the good stuff. Like if you stop at a Beacon and Bridge or something and get the good jerky, you're looking at some pricey stuff there.
Yeah, it's, $14-15 bucks for a little pouch of it. But yeah, it's worth it, man.
Yeah, it's so good. This next question, I'll give you my answer too as well. But what is your favorite country song of all time?
Oh boy. Let's see. Three Wooden Crosses has to be up there by Granny Travis. I love that song. It's amazing. And Keith Whitley, When You Say Nothing at All, I'd say is probably right up there too.
Mine is Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Yeah, an amazing song.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's a really cool song. What's your favorite song of all time? Like, can be any genre.
I mean, it's still going to be one of those two, probably.
Okay. Mine is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Okay. I get requested that a lot.
Do you?
Still. Yeah, I do. I play that probably 3 times a week, I'd say.
I got to meet him actually back in 2000, 2001, right in there. I was good friends with his wife Dana. I was really good friends with her uncle, and
we got
to meet him down in Columbus, and so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, what a genius, man.
You
know, for a guy that, you know, plays basically 3 chords on every single song.
Uh-huh.
He knows how to write a melody. You know, like his melodies and words are just amazing.
Yeah.
So it's too bad he's gone too, for sure.
That's, you know, it seems like all the good ones are going. What's the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
I mean, I know that you mean musically, but my biggest goal is to be the best dad I can for my daughters, continue to follow my faith with Jesus and be close with him and put my trust in and walk with him. So that's my biggest goal. It's Jesus has just recently come into my life in the last couple of years, and he's completely saved me and changed my life for the better. So my goal is to stay there, but musically,
awesome.
I'm doing it, man. I'm doing what I want. I don't want to tour anymore. I'm not interested in, I did that. I enjoyed it when I did it. But yeah. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I'm not leaving.
Yeah,
leaving them. So I'm gonna stick around, man. I'm gonna be a local musician. I'm living my dream right now. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. You know, I'm doing it on my terms, which is what I love. And yeah, I'm living my dream, man. I'm at my goal.
That's awesome. You know? That's awesome. And welcome to the family for finding Jesus. That's great too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's amazing. You know,
I know when you said that it's changed your life because it did the same thing for me.
Absolutely. For so much of my life, I said I was a Christian and I said that, you know, I believed in Jesus. It's not until you actually walk with him. And,
yep.
You know, that's when you find, out.
That's when you find happiness.
The real power of God. And so absolutely.
That's awesome. And what advice would you give to other local musicians just starting out?
Be patient. You know, nothing comes quick. Music is a very rewarding, very difficult thing. It's very humbling. I don't know how many times I've walked into a studio and been absolutely sure of what I was going to do and listened back to something that I had played 1,000 times and done 1,000 times the same way and listened back and gone, oh man, that stinks. That sounds horrible. You know, so music is very humbling and it is very rewarding, and music, just like Jesus, has saved my life so many times.
Yeah.
Just don't give up on music. If you love it, you know, understand that it's going to be difficult. Understand that it takes time. Just keep at it, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're down to the final question. It's kind of a two-part question. Where can people follow you on social media and on, where can they hear and stream your music?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm active on all of them. I'm really active on Facebook. That's where you can find my shows, and I'll post like videos and snippets of when I write and stuff like that. And as far as music, you can find me on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple, iTunes, Deezer, Napster, literally anywhere that you stream your music, you can find me there.
That's awesome. Justin, I want to thank you for doing this with us. Hopefully you get around. If you ever get up towards Mount Pleasant, you want to, you know, come into the studio, just give us a shout, and we get you into the studio or the radio station as well.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. It was my pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
That was Justin Rose on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. Kicking country and keeping it local.
Hey, this is Justin Rose. You're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Be all right. One cold beer on a Friday night. Then the band played our old song loud. And she showed up in every face in the crowd. One turned into two, two turned to three. Three turned into don't ask me. Talking big with the boys downtown. Trying to keep her memory from hanging around. Bartender slid me number four. Said, buddy, what are you drinking for? I'm tore up from the floor up, looking like I lost a fight. Old damn bar keeps asking me, who messed me up tonight? Nah, nobody swung, nobody threw a punch. Just a 5'5" blonde hit harder than a Mack truck. Yeah, she tore me up from the floor up. Took a break, I took it hard. Thought I saw her walking through the bar. Wasn't even her, just the same perfume. And there went all the air in the room. Now my buddy's got my keys in hand. Bartender says I ought to call a cab. Whole place watching me come apart. One double shot at a broken heart. Bouncer laughed when he saw my face. Said, man, I'm tore up from the floor up, looking like I lost a fight. Old damn bar keeps asking me, who messed me? just a goodbye. Still hitting like this. I'm tore up from the floor up. Last call ringing tab. Run up. Parking lot spinning under those lights. Trying to find a straight line tonight. Told me a
That's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live, Buck 92.3.